Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Raven got scammed and he said,
yeah, I can't even believe that I did this yesterday. So I consider myself to be a pretty computer savvy guy. I'm not like an IT guy or anything like that, but I'm pretty savvy with that. And I'm also really cautious when it comes to finances and logins and passwords. You know, I make the same mistakes that everybody else does. I've got passwords that I use across multiple platforms and, you know, whatnot, but for the most part, pretty safe. Yesterday and over the past week or so, I've been having a problem with my network at home. So I go to update my router yesterday, and it's something that I've done before. It's a pain. It's not something that I do all that often, usually, you know, every year or a couple of years. So you kind of forget the process. Simultaneously, while that's going on, I've just fed the dogs. My wife is not home from work yet at that point, and I'm on the phone with a client at that moment. This is all happening at once, okay? And I log on to the router website. And I'm clicking on there, and it looks typically the way that it's looked before. And then I click on this thing, and it says, okay, you know, would you like to remote access for chat? And we'll fix it for you right now. And I'm like, how convenient, because I've got, you know, all my arms full at this point. All my hands are full doing other things. So I'm like, yes. And I agree to remote access and instantly have somebody in my computer. And they're pointing out to me, well, this is why your router is not working well. You've got 17 devices connected. That's typically what we have in the house with cameras and Alexa and all that. But here's 32 other users that you have on there, and they are showing me all these different things right on the screen of my laptop right here, right? And over the process of a half hour, they've called me back 2-3 times as I had to take the dogs out for a walk, and they sound very professional. Tyler sounded very smooth, very professional.
Why are their names always Tyler?
Very good. Mm. I mean, he was fantastic at what he was doing, because what he was doing was scamming me.
Right.
So through all this process, he tells me, well, I can clean it up for you here, but it's not in the scope of what we do at D-Link. Your support with D-Link is free, but for what I'm doing here, we need a charge, one-time charge, and it's like $129.99. And then there's some other options, too, to put it in there. So right at this moment, I'm looking at this itinerary that he's put there, and in this legal notice, it's got the charge that he wants to charge me. Then it lists D-Link support for $0, and then it lists these other support things. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, this has really come together quickly, and I've never given somebody access like this to my computer before, unless it was somebody I directly had an account with and, you know, knew. And every time I've been cautious, and here I am about ready to give this guy my credit card. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to take a pause for 5 minutes. He says, no problem. I'll call you back. And this is what he's been doing. So I'm thinking, of course, he's got to be on the up and up. He keeps calling me back. I talk to my wife. She immediately goes, what are you doing? Why would you do that?
Because you gave them access to your computer.
Yes.
To navigate through. So now
yes,
they're in there and they can see everything.
Yes.
That remote user thing, I've only done it with our IT here. But that always scares me. Like, wait a minute.
It should
scare you. You can just take over my computer, go in and do things. Yes, they can.
Yes.
You gave this guy access to do that.
And of course, on my computer is all sorts of personal information. I mean, get rid of the thoughts of, you know, photos and information with friends, but financial information. I have spent the last 8 hours on the phone with every one of my financial institutions, changing account numbers and so forth. And it is not an easy process. Today, I got to go close my bank account.
Yep.
And open another one at another branch, another bank, really.
All because you gave somebody access to your computer and let them get in through that remote
and
access.
And this computer is basically junk now. They said that they won't let me access my financial accounts unless I professionally have the computer cleaned or replace it at this point.
Just throw it out the window. Set it on fire.
I have no idea what's going to happen next. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
This is going to be ongoing for a while, man. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Make that same mistake.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.